brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into the third and final hour of this live May 3rd, 2004 edition of the Alex Jones Show. Obviously, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have Riding Shotgun with us, Paul Joseph Watson, the webmaster of my websites, PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. TV's the news site. Tell you what, we'll go to five more calls, then we'll go into news, then we'll take calls for the balance of the broadcast. But I do have a bunch of articles I want to go over here with Paul Watson. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Louisiana. John, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. Alex, it's not well understood, but in that developing debacle over there, in that prison scandal, those were not combat troops at all, but they were police, although military police, they're like most other police.
Well, more than that, sir, they were specifically recruited and given bonuses to leave prisons.
Yes. Now,
so this was just like a day at the office for them.
Yes. Now, generally, these military police are misfits in the military. They're useful only for what they're doing and nothing else. They have the lowest MOS, military occupational skills, and the lowest IQs. And so that should be well understood.
Hey, listen, last night I was at IHOP eating an omelet because I'm on this Atkins diet, I'll eat eggs. And I was looking at a group of police, and I'm telling you, they had dim eyes, they talked like ferrets. They were scary. I mean, they radiated stupidity.
Yes, now, these people were commanded by a politically correct general, a female named Janice Karpinski.
By the way, statistics show, in Israel and Germany and Russia's experience, women in combat are the worst concerning atrocities. They just go absolutely nuts. Go ahead.
50 years ago, putting a person like that in that position with that rank would have been totally unthinkable. It just indicates how far we've decayed.
Have you looked at that woman? She looks like a psychopath.
She no doubt is, but she's politically correct, and that's why she's there. God bless you.
I hear you. And look, I know a lot of police are smart. I'm not saying you're stupid, even though some big city departments don't allow you to be hired if you have over 100 IQ. That's been in the news. But, I mean, you know, you try to talk to these people, some of these police. Well, why can't I search your car? Well, because it's the Fourth Amendment. What do you have to hide? Nothing. What'd you pull me over for? Well, if I was speeding, give me a ticket. You know, come on. No, go get a drug dog if you want to do it. Now, try to get some probable cause. You're not going to find anything in here. I don't use your government drugs. You understand? And I sit there and have discussions with them, and I mean, it's like talking to my Boston Terrier or something. They look at you, turn their head. It's just nobody's home, man. I tell you, I'm not trying to be mean here. It's just a lot of older police I talk to say, yeah, it's. I mean, cops used to be smart. I remember growing up. I mean, they didn't used to be this stupid. I mean, what is going on? Where are they? It's these psychological exams they're giving, and they find the biggest idiots you can imagine. Some of the people can't even load a shotgun. I talk to other police. I mean, they don't even know what they're. Oh, by the way, did you see the article? I printed it off Drudge. Up in Illinois, the cop's demonstrating his gun and blows his leg off. Of course, last year they shot the child in the face in a gun demonstration about how to turn your guns in, basically, in Michigan. Paul, did you see that?
I didn't see that particular article, but as you mentioned, it's this whole shift from being peace officers to being law enforcement. And on one level, it does turn them into, you know, salivating mercenaries who will carry out anything under orders. But again, when you change that kind of training, it removes, you know, competency. So that's why they're all so useless and stupid in that they just blindly follow these orders.
Yeah, because the intelligent people get out. Oh, my goodness. It's always a good idea to give the toll-free number out at least once an hour. It's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I do have to go to these calls quicker. We'll go right to Jason and Joe and John and Jim and Jane and lots of J's today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have in stock the most amazing video that I have ever seen concerning the Second Amendment and the mass murder of hundreds of millions of people by gun grabbers and the useful idiots that went along with the government and thought it would keep the children safe. It's Innocence Betrayed by Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We have it. It's $29.95, same price they sell, because you get three comic books, pro-gun comic books for young people, and they're actually designed for gun grabbers, because gun grabbers are usually so stupid, and I mean that. The useful idiots, not the cynical controllers that use them to disarm us. And I hope that you will get Innocence Betrayed and the three comic books. In fact, I want every one of you to order this video and show it to all your friends and family. Show it to your church. Show it to your synagogue. Whatever. Show it to your mosque. Everybody needs to see this. We're inches away from having our guns taken, people. It's so bad what's happening right now, and the average person doesn't even know. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Tell them, I want Innocence Betrayed and the three free comic books. 1-888-253-3139. I want Innocence Betrayed on DVD and VHS, a masterpiece. It's got to be seen. Let's go ahead. Paul, you ready to Tell us about how they took your guns in England, and the crime rate is now the highest in the industrialized world.
Well, the gun grab in Britain began after the Second World War because they had armed a lot of the people with the, you know, Dev's Army, Home Guard. The mistake the British people made is that when, after the war ended, the government demanded all the guns back, and the British people, trusting their government, you know, in the aftermath of victory of war, gave all the guns back. And now today in Britain, the modern perception of anyone who owns a gun is that they're a white supremacist neo-Nazi, which again goes back to this film. The original, the big purge of disarmament, the biggest historical example is with the Jews. So people in Britain don't understand that guns have been used to defend not just majorities but minorities throughout history, and that's why we should prevent government from taking them.
Well, the UN Small Arms Disarmament Office, UNIDIR, said in July of 2001, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And that's a true statement, minus the word legitimate. The ownership of firearms threatens the power monopoly of the state. Again, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the power monopoly of the state. Pick out the word legitimate. They say they want your guns. They want you disarmed so they can have their way with you. So when all these troops come back, experts in torture and the rest of it, they can have fun with you, just like they're doing in Iraq right now.
And the state, in a free society, should not have a power monopoly because it's supposed to be subservient to the people who elect it.
Well, a power monopoly is a dictatorship. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, go ahead.
What's up, Alex?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, listen, I was listening to one of the local stations here in Austin, and this was yesterday. I came across Nader's speech. Did you happen to catch that?
Yeah, I did hear that, and the local station also aired one of my speeches.
Yeah, and what I thought was amazing is the fact that Nader actually alluded to the founding fathers at my count over a dozen times.
And he talked about the CFR, and he talked about the UN being New World Order. He definitely knows what audience he's playing to.
And more than anything else, he actually gave props to Ron Paul.
I know. And well, that's because the left is having to do that because their constituents are joining us, the real conservatives. We're going to win this thing if we get past the left-right garbage.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you.
Let me ask a liberal, a so-called liberal, who's really a fascist, boot-licking idiot. Let me ask him this out there. Were you for the Native Americans having their guns taken? Well, of course not. They had a right to fight back. Would you be against a black slave getting one of the guns out of Master's house and taking him out? No, you wouldn't be against that. Are you against Che Guevara? You know, they wear these shirts with Che Guevara lifting an AK-47... And, oh, that's cute and fun and neat, but for the citizens to own guns, oh, that's bad. What is wrong with you people? Hitler was for gun control.
Well, the two avenues that they're going to, you know, that this is going to happen, you've already alluded to this, is the fact that it's going to go through election regulation. And, you know, I've seen InfoWars. I've seen the side on the electronic ballots. That's one avenue, and then the avenue is just going to be, you know, sheer force. And I don't know. I just thought that it was amazing. I spoke with Congressman Paul's office this morning. I've got a bunch of friends that work there. I formerly worked there, and we thought it was hilarious. Well, not hilarious, but ironic that the rhetoric has suddenly changed where the far left is concerned. And
well, that's how this works. Look, I mean, this is the best news I've gotten, so I announce it several times a week. I've done over 1,500 radio interviews. One call out of 30 disagrees. Everybody's starting to wake up. People know we're not making this stuff up anymore. I mean,
right.
Rush Limbaugh can't deny that there's a new world order when it's on the nightly news.
Right.
They know we've been lied to.
Right.
And so I tell the liberals, go out and buy a gun, go take a shooting lesson, find out it isn't that big of a deal, put an instant access pistol safe in your house where you can get it out in 2 seconds, but your children can't get it, and become a free human being. Slaves cannot own arms. You need to own arms. It's part of freedom. Thanks for the call. And good to have one of Ron Paul's colleagues listening. God bless you. We'll be having the congressman back on soon. Paul, comments?
Well, 2 points. The hypocrisy of the left. They will march all day against killing babies in Iraq, which is right. But then, as we saw last week, they'll also march all day for killing babies via abortion. So you cannot crack that paradigm. And,
again, Hitler was a big promoter of abortion. And, oh, you're with Hitler now.
And with the Ralph Nader thing, obviously some of his points are good. Half of them are not. I at least, advocate somebody like Aaron Russo, who's been on the show, who is bang on all the points. Gun control, immigration, Patriot Act, war. On every single issue, you know, he's pro-freedom, so we need to...
And it's RussoForPresident.com.
And obviously, neither Russo or Nader is going to become president, but the fact is we give them a platform, a bigger platform, so they can educate other people on the issues of freedom. So
yeah, get on C-SPAN, go around the country, it's great. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe Ann. Joanne, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Colorado, and
welcome.
I have a tape. I've talked to you before. I have a tape on Paul. It's Rockenhoff, the one that is speaking out against what they're doing in Iraq. Have you heard about him?
I've heard the name, but...
Rickerhoff, I believe. I have it on tape, and I talked with your girl that answers the phone, and she said that she would tape it. If it's just a short tape, but he speaks out about he's willing to talk to anyone he can just to let them know what's going on.
Well, we all know what's going on in Iraq. I mean, it's all out in the open.
Right, I agree there. But I have it on tape. It's a very short tape, if you have someone there that could tape it.
By tape it, what do you mean?
I have it on video. I could turn it up and you could tape it if you have someone there that could stand.
Yeah, I try to get away from that because the audio's not that good. Make us a copy and mail us a copy, ma'am.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate it. What else is on your mind?
Well, that's it.
Okay, thank you for listening.
You.
God bless you. I really appreciate it, Joanne. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
On Friday, Ted Koppel and ABC showed photos and named each and every name of every U.S. soldier killed so far in Iraq. They named all 700 dead, and they had to stop for commercials, and then they would continue after the commercial break for the whole show. It was pretty intense and respectful.
I know, and they tried to imply that all this fake left-right fighting, oh, how dare him, you know, do this, we're not going to carry, you know, the show and all that. It's all just political infighting to make us think that there's some type of real debate going on here.
Well, the British government also has videotape of British soldiers throwing Iraqi POWs off a bridge to kill them. And AlBazra.net has posted photos of U.S. soldiers allegedly gang-raping female Iraqi POWs.
Yeah, I know. We've seen it.
Okay. Well, U.S. networks call it humiliation to torture, rape, and murder POWs. And I hope people can see through that.
Well, you've heard the neocons, all the Iraqis being tortured, secretly worked for Saddam and are the ones that shot our troops in the head. I mean, that is such a fable. Number one, then, why is the president saying they were bad? Number two, why aren't they saying that and defending themselves with that? It's not true. It's a total lie, but the neocons don't care, do they, Paul?
Well, I've heard callers into these neocon talk shows who justify it by saying, come on, these Arabs flew planes into buildings. The talk show host doesn't correct them on it. It's amazing. But with the British photos showing the torture. Now
the Iraqis had nothing to do with that. They're arresting them. If you sell food on the street without a license, you're taken to the camp. That's admitted, Paul.
Well, that's the point. But 50% in a poll last year thought that Saddam Hussein and Bin Laden were the same person. So that's the level of education. But with the British...
By the way, Paul, you're not joking. I mean, that shows the brain damaging. Anything else, John?
Yeah, last week I testified about gangster government at the Knoxville City Council meeting that was broadcast on local TV. Our Skull and Bones Mayor, Victor Ash, was promoted this year to ambassador to Poland. And Ash was, of course, George Bush's roommate at Yale when it was for men only, and they were both on the cheerleader squad.
Yeah, that's enough.
No, I'm not talking more about that, but our new mayor is a billionaire oil baron. And our former city council member, Carlene Malone, said in the newspaper that on city council with Mayor Ash, she was, quote, in the presence of evil. And now, I said, I hoped evil has now left the building, but one of the local politicians has now censored my website, which I mentioned during the city council meeting on the public record. So I've been retaliated against.
They cut it out of the transcript?
They canceled my website on the web host.
Wow, that's amazing. Very, very serious. We'll be right back. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5 containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844 or visit them online at sunelco.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I've just got time to talk to Rick, Brian, Michael, Dave, and Irene, because literally I've got like 30, 40 articles I just want to mention and you know, let you know what's going on with them and you know, give Paul a chance to get some information out to people. And Kelly Rushing called in. He's the guy. Remember Alabama, the man got arrested for the sign in his yard saying, our court system's a joke. Well, Kelly gave the police a Ron Paul video from C-SPAN and then one of my videos, and they arrested him and tried to take him to trial, tried to put him in jail for a year. When he was found not guilty by the jury, thank God there's still some justice, while they're trying to get rid of juries now. And I said, you better sue them, buddy. They're going to keep coming after you. And he even walked up and told the the state police officer that had him arrested, well, I'm sorry about all this trouble, and the guy just kind of laughed at him. I told Kelly about this. Now him and some of his friends and others are getting some problems. They don't respect you being nice, Kelly. They're not nice people. Anyone that would arrest you for giving them a C-SPAN video, you know, wants a Soviet America. And so they see it that you beat them. They wanted to take you to jail. They wanted to ruin your life. And they're going to keep trying. So in a nutshell, quickly, Kelly, because I'm, and I want to have you back on later as a guest about this. We're really cramped for time. In a nutshell, what's happening to you?
Well, basically they're trying to go after one of the people that was a character witness for me. It's my best friend.
And are you being followed by police cars and stuff?
Yesterday I was driving down the road and one ran up on my bumper real quick.
Yeah, you better, man, I'm telling you, you better watch it, Kelly. You need to file suit on them immediately and get this out in the record. And believe me, they, see, you think they'll leave you alone if you're nice to them. That's not how it works with a bully or a dog.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, my dad taught me when I was like 4 years old. Big dog comes running at you, you growl and run back at them. When you're nice to them, that dog's going to bite you. That dog's going to, hey, that dog will hunt, and it'll hunt you. That's what it was trained for. Go ahead.
Well, one of the problems is getting a lawyer that will approach this thing. I haven't been able to get one so far.
Okay, one of Jerry Spence's lawyers who I had on last week, Paul, what was his name? Just won the big lawsuit for him beating up the old lady. He said he wanted you to call him.
Okay.
Paul, we've got that on PrisonPlanet.tv posted. Kelly, have somebody you know go to the website. And what was his name? It was in the Oregonian. I could dig it out here. I don't have it with
me. It was Warren.
That's right. It was Freddie Warren, or no? I've got his number at home.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kelly, he can get you a lawyer that's been to Jerry Spence's school.
Okay. Right. Anyway, what they did to my friend was he was riding his horse up the road, and one state trooper came by and said that they had a report that he was riding through people's yards and tearing their yard up. So my friend had a couple of beers before he left the house, and they wrote him up for a DUI on the horse, okay? And wrote him up for criminal trespassing of the third degree. Okay, so now he's got to go to court. I had to get him out of jail the other night. Now he's got to go to court.
Yeah, and I bet the person that did the trespassing is one of the local police.
Yeah.
Have you found that out yet?
Done what now?
Have you found that out yet?
Found out what?
Have you found out yet who the person's yard was that's saying the trespassing?
No, now this just happened Saturday. But
okay,
I,
well, Kelly, here's the deal.
Let me tell you something else that happened. Sunday, I went and had breakfast with my friend. And we drove up that way, and we saw a police officer, the state troopers, sitting in one house. Well, we come back from lunch. We saw him sitting in another driveway at another house. Then I left later on from his house and went back that way, and he was in a different house at a different location. So evidently they're going up and down the road there trying to get people to say that my friend was, I guess, destroying their property.
That's it. I knew it. Listen, when I went to Brooksville, Florida, and it's in my film, The Takeover, you know, big town, Delta Force training, foreign troops, all this stuff, and I go there, and I just walk up to people, and they go, the Army's already been here. We're not supposed to talk to you. You're crazy and dangerous. And this is all on video.
Yeah.
And they love this. You know what? You need to go to those houses, be real polite, have a tape recorder going in your pocket and say, hi, we've been through a lot of harassment over this.
Right.
What did the officer want to talk to you about? And I bet you money one of those people is good, and you'll have them as, oh, this is really getting, Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly, are you going to, you better sue them now.
Oh, yeah. If I can get a lawyer that will approach
you. Now, see, if they see, it's very primitive. If they see you as a prey animal, if they see you as a prey animal, they'll attack. As soon as you stand your ground, in many cases, they'll flee. I'll be talking to you soon, Kelly. We'll be back with more calls and more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, get your calls here in just a few minutes right now. Let's blitz into some of the news and we'll take calls, go back into news. Paul, last week, a British citizen, and on top of it, a white guy, it's even worse if you got darker skin, but this is all about training us how to be slaves, from England, was coming into the U.S., and they showed that he had a bad debt, that he owed a few thousand dollars on a car in an Arab country. So bad credit. And so they arrested him, 24 hours, no water, and won't let him come in the U.S. Turns out he did pay the debt. It was never, you know, nothing. Every day I see articles where people who have parking tickets try to fly. They're arrested. They run your whole background. They're going to do it to get on buses, trains, to have your car start. This is the admitted plan. Rich has said it's going to be everything. This is the CAPS 2 system, and it's just a horrible thing that's happening. Paul, tell us about it.
Yeah, that was in the London Telegraph. This British accountant, a former big oil executive, was going on a vacation with his wife and children, flew into JFK Airport, and he was arrested by Homeland Security for some kind of disputed debt that he had had, you know, 10 years previously. They took him, denied him water, kept him for 24 hours without water, put him in leg chains, put a wood restraint across his chest, and Homeland was there laughing and eating burgers, you know, while he was in this situation for 24 hours. So, I mean, forget Iraq. They're torturing people in America right now. And a subdivision of the British, the American Bar Association, came out on Friday and basically got to the bone of the issue. They said that America's new enemy is their own government, that Congress and the Bush administration are behaving in the most un-American ways, gutting civil rights, usurping powers to eavesdrop, creating secret tribunals where the accused have no rights.
And it's for citizens. It has nothing to do with terror. Notice now in every article, Paul, I know you're seeing this, Homeland fights crime. Homeland scanning your face to fight crime. It never had anything to do with terrorism. They carried out the terror attacks to do this.
Yeah, and this Bar Association group made that point. All Americans, not just terrorists, are potential victims of the USA Patriot Act. And they also said, quote, Hitler did not impose his will on an unsuspecting public. The Third Reich arose on a groundswell of popular support.
Is that posted on the website?
Yeah, it came out on Friday.
Is it still there? That is riveting. Now, let's get into some of the government fake terror alerts. Let's start with Spain, the oldest news first, because this is important. We should at least mention it again. Spain, the news announced that the police really blew up that building at first. They said the police are planting bombs to keep everybody safe. Wouldn't say why. Then they blow it up, kill the patsies. Turns out the police were out in drills before the bombings of the trains. All of this was going on. Now it turns out, Paul, tell us what's happened now. What we just learned in the BBC.
Well, the suspects who were supposed to have supplied the explosives to the people who carried out the attack in Madrid were actually police informants for the Spanish police force. And
Same thing with the World Trade Center the first time, the FBI cooking the bomb, training the driver.
Yeah, and they'd been informants of the national police on trafficking in weapons, drugs, and explosives before the event took place. So again, another case of where they, you know, they facilitate these operations. But in this country, I was on the show in, I think it was around mid-March, when they had this mass arrest of so-called terror suspects in Britain, half of whom were meeting the week before by, you know, with MI5. And I said at the time, just watch, they'll all be released, because this is what happens every time, with no charges, and that their release will be in the back of the paper. And that's exactly what happened. All 10 were released without charge.
And you've got that article on the website.
Yeah, it was in the Observer yesterday. At the time, they were fear-mongering about how these terror suspects planned to bomb a soccer stadium.
And it turned out the Ryerson thing was made up, all of it. They arrest top Al-Qaeda people and then quietly announce, oh, we released him, he was really CIA. I mean, this is all staged, folks.
Yeah, when the smoke clears, you know, when it all turns out to be manufactured, it merits barely a paragraph in the back of the paper. But the initial arrests are so massive in their publicity that people only remember the initial arrests, which reinforces the myth.
Well, that's like they've arrested so-called Al-Qaeda leaders, you know, one individual three or four times, they kill them multiple times, then it turns out, oh, they're really an asset, we staged that for his safety. I mean, it's just, oh my goodness.
But, I mean, taking these people, grabbing these people in suburban areas of England, we're not talking about inner city London, we're talking about the north of England in these suburban areas, they're creating this myth that, you know, people are living next door to terrorists, so then they'll run to the government for a national ID card.
And, of course, they'll never find any real terrorists, but now Homeland and your own system says, oh, it's guns, it's drugs, it's smacking your child, to use the British term. It's any of this. Report them, report them, report them.
Yeah, they've set up MI5 have set up a tips website where people can report on their neighbours. London, for the past 2 months, has been running a giant poster campaign which urges people to report suspicious activity.
And it's got giant all-seeing eyes all over it.
Exactly.
Big Brother is good now. Let's get into this. China shows off UN peacekeeping school, and it says for the Western world, training them how to engage in peacekeeping to, quote, fight crime in the Western world.
Well, China obviously loves all this kind of stuff.
And it says they have 20 years of law enforcement experience and will be very helpful in Europe and America, these Chinese police. Yeah, they're very good at grabbing people and executing them and torturing them.
Interesting thing, though, with China is that 2 weeks ago, we had an article where this so-called sniper rifle had been developed in China, which could implant microchips. Now, it was called a hoax, But in actual fact, these kind of rifles have been in existence for years and were developed by several Russian companies and were, in fact, used in Bosnia to tag insurgents back in the 90s. So that so-called hoax actually turned out to be
true. Well, that's how it, they had an April Fool's UPI hoax about plans to implant all the homeless. And then you look into what they're doing, that has actually been proposed. So, see, this is one of the tactics they use.
Yeah, they say it's a hoax, and then later it actually comes out. You tell people, and they say, oh, no, I remember that. It was just a hoax.
Here's another one, Newsmax. UN tries to censor a book exposing wild sex and drug parties. UN officials, including General Secretary General Kofi Annan, are so afraid of this new book detailing stories of UN sex scandals and drug parties that they have threatened the authors with termination if the book ever gets published.
Well, they actually fired the woman that first exposed all this UN sex trade stuff to in the London Times 2 years ago. I mean, the UN's trying to censor that book, but not their own books, which they put out at, you know, child UN contact forum seminars, which tell children how to have sex with animals and inanimate objects, was a quote from the Washington Times. So that gives you an insight into that their kind of character.
And Kofi Annan's in trouble for Iraq corruption.
Well, yeah, the oil for food scandal, but, I mean, that was running with the U.S., with the British government.
Yeah, now they say, oh, we see why the U.N. was against the war, because they were getting money. Halliburton, through that U.N. program, was the only company allowed to sell to Saddam.
And now Halliburton recording record profits. So they try and create this division between the U.N., and the U.S. government, when in fact the U.S. government set up the U.N., you know.
And they have staged fights with each other. Bilderberg Conference 2004, and they're going to be meeting at the Grand Hotel. I wonder what's going to be on the agenda now.
Well, it's very interesting that before these Bilderberg conferences or after them, there is usually some kind of event, and it was reported that at the 2001 Bilderberg conference, in Sweden, there were a large presence of Arabs there right before September 11th. So we'll wait to see how much actually mainstream coverage it gets. Last year, there was one report in the BBC about the Bilderberg meeting last year, which was in Versailles, France. Complete blackout in all American newspapers. So,
we have public officials bragging that they are the New World Order, they are the Bilderberg Group, prime ministers, chancellors, and then Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist when it's in their own autobiographies. Here's Reuters. Annan sees UN endorsing multinational force in Iraq. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said on Sunday he expects the Security Council to authorize a multinational force for Iraq and what Washington was stepping up diplomacy with France, Germany, and Russia. See, all staged. I told you a year before the war this was going to happen.
Well, this so-called entity, as Bush called it, that they're going to hand over sovereign power to, is the UN, along with Bush's ambassador, Negroponte, who was the former sponsor of the Nicaraguan Contras and the Honduran death squads in the 80s. And he, along with UN representatives, are going to handle this interim government. Which,
and by the way, they keep calling it the election. They appointed the first government. The appointees will appoint others. Now, again, when Hitler appoints some deputies, that's not an election, people. I'm sorry. I know we don't, you know, half of Americans, 52%, believe that Saddam and bin Laden actually are the same person, not just that they work together, and that's a mainstream poll. That's how dumb people are. Very, very scary. And at the same time now, they put Chalabi and all these others in, and people think that that we're bringing them freedom in Iraq, Paul.
Well, the BBC went through point by point on how this new interim government will be set up, and they were asking questions like, does the new Iraqi government have the power to order US and coalition troops to leave the country? No. Does the new Iraqi interim government have the power to make laws? No.
Does the new interim government control any of the oil? No. Do they control any of the... And they're puppets, but they also have no power.
Well, exactly, because you can't risk anyone trying to seize that power, if you elect these people.
Okay. Few other articles here. Pressure mounts on Cheney over smears against diplomat outing of CIA wife. They're trying to burn this scooter guy. That's his name, under Cheney. But clearly it was Cheney and Rove. We have this from our sources that are very accurate. And it's not just about burning her, the CIA asset. It's the hundreds of people under her. And some of these people got killed. Paul?
Yeah, and that, of course, arose from Joseph Wilson, the ambassador to Niger, who got the confirmation that the sale of uranium to Saddam Hussein was, in fact, fake. It was a faked document.
It wasn't a mistake. It was fake. But I hear national hosts still talk about the uranium, Paul.
It was a crudely hoaxed document, the media describes it as. It wasn't a mistake. And so the response from Cheney was to out, you know, his wife as a CIA agent, which would basically open her to assassination and all manner of other things. And it was basically a vengeful response to the fact that he was exposing that this whole weapons of mass destruction thing was a complete lie.
Okay, just a few more and we're going to go to these calls. 97-year-old arrest causes policy change. This is out of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Highland Park, Texas, police are changing their arrest practices after a 97-year-old woman was detained for an outstanding traffic warrant, provoking a flurry of response. Police safety officials said Friday that officers and supervisors have been granted broader discretion on arrest on traffic warrants until the policy is reviewed. Yeah, police should have that discretion. But, I mean, they shouldn't. Forget this case. What about them beating up a 95-year-old woman, savagely tasering her 71-year-old blind daughter five times, kicking her in the head for nothing, Paul?
Well, exactly. The fact that they had to handcuff this 97-year-old woman just shows that, you know, where their training's going, that they treat everyone as enemies, no matter, you know, age, race, physical ability. They treat
and again, police, the government wants it that way, so we hate you and you hate us. Don't play along with it. Here's another one. California considers suspending electronic voting. California's top election officials will cast an opening letter this week that could have a major impact on how Americans vote in the future and how quickly they embrace new balloting technology. And they're talking about indictments now against these people for stealing elections, Paul.
Well, it shows the effect that we've had, and people like Bev Harris, whose interview on Friday's show is on PrisonPlanet.tv for free, where they went in and used the Patriot Act to try and get a log of all the people who had visited her website. So it shows how much they're trying to crack down on this vote fraud.
Well, I mean, trying to give us the right to vote is terrorism. Radioactive wastewater spills into the Rhine. About 8,000 gallons of radioactive water poured into the Rhine River in southwestern Germany after a pump malfunction in a nuclear plant, a power company said Wednesday. Well, I mean, radiation's good for you. Haven't they heard what the Pentagon says? Why are they upset about this, Paul?
And a big report also came out of Iraq where, you know, all this radiation's going on, and yeah, it's good. We should accept it.
Okay, let's go ahead and just quick, folks. I guess up next here is Rick in North Dakota. Rick, go ahead.
Hello, Jones.
Hello.
Hey, you know, I don't recall Saddam ever torturing any of our people, do you?
No, he didn't when he had our airmen, but that doesn't really matter. He was our CIA asset. He did torture some people, though, but it was good when we trained him to do it, but bad later when we said it was bad, but now it's good when we do it. You have to learn the double and triple think.
Yep. And, you know, this torture thing kind of seems like it's got a little bit of Israeli intelligence around it.
Well, they admit this. Israel is one that gave us the great tips to bulldoze cars and houses and cut down trees. And
I mean, who's doing the interpreting?
So,
who's doing the interpreting between these people? I don't think they're torturing these people with regular Iraqi citizens or linguists standing next to them.
Well, they admit that Israel's there helping with the interrogation, so your gut reaction is correct.
You know, you think this whole thing could end up being just another urban warfare study to see how much our troops can take?
There was a major mainstream article Friday in one of the San Francisco papers about that, wasn't there, Paul?
Yeah, San Francisco Bay Chronicle, I believe it was. And yeah, they basically came out and said that all this urban warfare is basically a beta test for later urban warfare in American streets.
Of course, I don't need to hear it from them. I have made two films about it, Police State 2000 and The Takeover, and I have video of the Marines training to take you and your family, to take your children, to take your gun and put you in a camp. Thanks for the call. But you got to support the troops, got to support the camps. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Colorado. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good talking with you.
Good talking to you.
Hey, the police here in Denver, just they're out of control. And let me tell you why. You remember the little black boy that was, he was mentally handicapped, that he had a knife and he got shot and killed. here in Denver.
Remember
that? Okay. Well, they just had an interview.
Forget those cases. Every day I see where they shoot some unarmed person, and the cop isn't even smart enough to plant a gun. I'm not saying they should, but I mean, even cops who aren't evil, because they'd plant guns if they were, are just so stupid they're killing us. Go ahead.
That's right. And Saturday morning at 8:30, right during cartoon time, had an interview with a police officer, and the police officer said, he said, anybody that comes after me with a knife, I'm going to kill him. And then he turns his head and looks into the camera, and he says, I will kill anyone. And he sounded like some psychotic.
So they have TV shows where they're going, I will kill you, I kill, kill.
That's right,
What was this on?
This was Channel 7, 8:30 in the morning, Saturday. Then they just killed another unarmed man this weekend. I got shot in the chest because he wasn't obeying orders.
Well, the children are learning. They'll soon be officers, too.
Thank you for the call.
I actually support the Denver police. They're under attack. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I don't watch much television, but if you watch the children's programs now, it's all about how to give your DNA, how to be a slave, how torture is good, worshiping police is good. It's just brainwashing 101. Let's go ahead and talk to two final callers, all I have time for, Mike and Irene. Mike in New York City, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, hello, Alex Jones. This is
Mr. Michael Conley of Rochester, New York. I have three questions that I wanted to put on you. I don't know if you know it or not. I'm new, listening to you for about 3 months. You're doing a great job. You hear of the Fast Ferry, and the when it gets into the stage of service, they're going to deploy 1,000 armed agents on either side of the beach, up and down both sides of the beach.
Well, there in New York City, they have 30,000 in a Hercules team, heavily armed, questioning everyone, just swarms of Gestapo.
Yep. And then in New York, there was up here in Rochester, I'm from Rochester, they had Governor George Pataki. He implemented his Operation Impact, which state and local law, feds, state and local law enforcement officers to combat crime in the high crime
state and it's area. Using it all under federal control. Gotta let you go. Great points. Call me back some other time, Mike. Please spread the word about the broadcast on the three stations that carry us up there. Irene in
Idaho.
Idaho, go ahead. You're our tail gunner.
Hello, Alex. I talked to you one time. I want to keep it real short. I talked to my brother this morning in Germany, and there used to be 15 United Euro states. And they added, since 1st of May, they added 10 more.
Yeah, 25, and next Russia is going to join. It's world government.
I just want to tell people they're closing in very, very fast, and people wake up, America. That's all I want to say.
Anything else, Irene?
Really, that's all. I listen to you most of the time, and it's just horrifying what's going on. But people need to seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and stand. That's all I have to say.
God bless you, Irene. Paul Watson, any final comments?
Yeah, just a kernel of hope, basically. I was starting to get an elitist attitude whereby no one was waking up to it. But I actually went and got my hair cut a few days ago. The hairdresser, which is obviously one of the lowest paid jobs in Britain, knew all about the New World Order, knew all about Alex Jones, Bohemian Grove, immigration, and the fact that she stood up and against having her children vaccinated and got a lot of heat from it. So she knew all about it, and most of it is just common sense, which is why they're trying to obliterate common sense, you know, as a form of thinking with the Marilyn Manson elevator music and all this degenerate culture. So just maintain common sense, and people are waking up, you know, even on a level of the working class.
Absolutely. When you got Marilyn Manson as elevator music, your society's in trouble. Paul, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Alex.
I got one final article I'm going to hit, but before we do that, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, weekly video reports, text reports that only you get, best audio interviews. It's a wonderful deal, and we need your support because of our increased bandwidth cost. We're victims of our own success. Prisonplanet.tv. Sign up today. My new hour and 20-minute report just posted last night. Each week a new report posted. That's just one video report. There's a lot more. Also, if you want to get any of my videos and make copies, 90% of those that see the videos are waking up. They're that hardcore. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. BBC, microchip reunites cat with owner. Lost cat has been reunited with her owner, and it's how we all need our microchips. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow. God bless.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-888-888. 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.